Have you ever had a plant that did not come properly when you watered it and nurtured it, and you wondered, what am I going to do? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial of Healing Words. My brother gave me a bunch of iris plants, and I put these iris plants in many places, and some places they received a lot of water and they grew abundantly. Other places they didn't receive any attention or any water or anything, and they grew abundantly. And around my house I had a number of these lovely iris plants, and they struggled. They struggled furiously. The little bunny rabbits would come in under the fence whenever my dog Rex was not paying attention. And they'd go up and eat these iris plants. They thought they were just the most beautiful, succulent things they could ever imagine. And they ate on these iris plants, and the iris just struggled along and struggled along. Well, the other day, I was giving additional water to some of my plants, and I turned on a sprinkler that I had, and I let it sprinkle for a considerable time, about a half hour. And then I went out and put it somewhere else. And I did this for, over a week. And I wasn't paying attention to anything, just thinking how nice I can get all my plants all watered, my beautiful pine trees watered, and they'll grow abundantly. And they did. And they are. They're glorious. But I didn't even notice the iris plants. There was about 8 of them. And I hadn't paid any attention to them. They were sort of straggling along the edge of the walk, around the pine trees and along various places. I hadn't really paid much attention to them. But as I persisted in watering, two or three times a week, I noticed that whenever I was watering, the iris plants looked healthy and strong. They looked vigorous and beautiful. They didn't have any eaten edges from bunny rabbits. And I thought, hey, how great that is. I had spoken my word that they would grow beautifully. I spoke my word that they would be abundant and they would be harmonious and happy wherever I put them. And then I let them alone, and I just persistently watered them several times a week. I had watered them before, and I'd watered them, maybe about every day for a couple of months, and they didn't do anything. But somehow when I put the sprinkler on it, which sort of danced over all the flowers and the trees and made everything just really look verdant and alive, at this handling, the iris plants decided that they were going to perk up. Now, iris are very hardy, as you know, and they grow easily. But unconsciously, I watered them. I watered all the things in my yard there, and I thought, how lovely they look. I have other people coming over here and watering, other people coming over here and taking care of my plants and doing different things, but somehow these iris plants just did not want to come along. And so when I treated them as a member of the family, by watering them with all the other plants, as I just 3 or 4 times a week persistently watered them and blessed them and watered them, they now are perking out so beautifully and so wonderfully, and they're even multiplying. How wonderful to see that happening. Our thoughts are the same way. We don't pay attention to the fact what thoughts we have going through our mind. Each time I watered my plants, I thought my iris plants were not doing too well, and the bunny rabbits were eating them, and other things were happening. But when I put the sprinkler on them, I just watered them with love, and I gave them the same abundant attitude that the rest of my plants had. Now, the grass is beginning to grow in that area too, and the other trees are shining forth, because the water gets up on the trees as well as just on the base. And they are all verdant and alive and vital. people come to me and say, I have a hurt, I have a pain. And I say to them, say, I'm whole and perfect. Yes, but I've done that. Have you looked at your body and told your body you loved it? Have you looked at your body and said, hey, you're a wonderful body, I love you? Really, with that sparkle in your eyes and that sparkle in your voice? Have you looked at your entire body, not just the body where the pains are drawing your attention, but your entire body? Just like my sprinkler sprinkles the entire yard. And everything is blessed and loved. And everything is a family there. And the trees and the plants and the iris are all growing together, harmonious, now more than ever before. And it's a very hot time of the year. Our body is like a family. It all works harmoniously together. And when we say, I like me, I like me, I like me, we are telling our body that it's a nice body. And we're not saying one part is better than the other, or one part stronger than the other, but we just say, I like me. And when we say, I like me, we are nurturing, we are watering, we are tending to our body. And we are saying to our body, it's a nice body. It's a good body. You look at a child's body and you say, wow, how beautiful that is. How glorious a child's body is. So perfect in every way. Well, the child doesn't know that it might have problems. You say, some children do. Well, those are exceptions, and we're not talking about that. We're talking about people who want to have a perfect body. Now, what about those children who have imperfect bodies? What do we think about? Are we looking at them like the iris, that are separate? And the little rabbits are coming and nibbling at them? The little diseased thoughts are coming and nibbling at the little child? Just like an adult. When we nurture our own body, saying, I like me, when we teach the child to say, I like me, even in the face of apparent unhappiness or disease or distress, when we help them to change their attitude to an attitude of love, to an attitude of delight in themselves, and to an attitude of seeing that which at the moment isn't seen, it brings that forth. For each of us, when we can nurture ourselves and sprinkle ourselves with all the loving thoughts and give ourselves an opportunity to grow abundantly and beautifully. As my iris plants, all of the little eaten parts disappeared. All of the bugs that might have gotten on there and tried to inhibit its growth, they're no longer there. They're washed away. I look at my garden and I look at my plants and I say, how wonderful you are. And it says, yes, isn't that true? And I look at my body and I say, how wonderful you are. And it says, yes, isn't that true? So I make sure that every single moment of every day, I nurture my body with beautiful thoughts, with thoughts of confidence in it. Just like I would tell the baby, you're whole and perfect. So I tell myself, I'm whole and perfect. So I tell my iris, you're whole and perfect, you're beautiful, and you are so beautiful. And so it is. This is a principle that we're working with. And the principle works as long as we choose to work it in a way that's beneficial to us, by calling forth our wholeness and perfection now and always. You're so wonderful. It's a joy to talk to you. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner like me or with our thought, dial 1-866-650-5111 and tell the practitioner the desire of your heart, the positive desire that you seek to manifest and to reveal in your life. And by dialing 1-866-650-5111, Every person who answers the phone is a practitioner, and they will talk to you and share with you and uplift you and guide you into thinking thoughts that will bring wonderful results into your perfect life. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.